Hey everyone, welcome back to Legends Podcasting. I'm Stuart.
I'm Ross.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Liam.
And we're here for episode 7 of Superman and Lois. So it came
Yes.
back last week after a long time off. And
Thank God.
goddamn, what an episode.
Yep. Didn't
That
realize I
was a
was
great
missing the
episode.
show until it came back on.
It's like, mwah! Mwah! Italian
Don't
kiss.
chew Italian chef's kiss me.
So what happened in last week's episode, guys? Let's go.
A lot happened. I think
Give us cliff notes.
Cliff Notes. Stuff happened and it was awesome. And
Okay,
let's go into it.
a bit more than
Oh, I'm a bit more than
that.
just that. Oh, okay, all right.
We've basically got
So
a large lesson in power and responsibility from Jordan and Jonathan. It's
we got to see real badass Superman get angry
Hell
when he was shot with kryptonite bullets, get really pissed off. Pull him off and go right up to the guy with his eyes all flaming. Stand down!
That guy needed a
Such a
set. He needed a
badass
second pair of trousers that day, I'll tell you.
moment.
He's not.
Some counselling needed. What happened? Superman just fucking flew up to me with red eyes and shit myself.
And they
A
used
really good
that
turn.
moment. They used that moment to mirror what was going on with the boys, where you had Jordan and Jonathan were out in the town after a football game and. They met up with their old school buddies and
Wouldn't call
got
them
into a
buddies, but
fight. And
yeah, Jordan
yeah,
tried to punch, couldn't
Jordan
control
threw a
himself.
punch. Jonathan jumped in, got his hand broken as a result. And yeah.
Are we reckoning he used super speed to get in the way, or
Certainly looked like it, doesn't it? The way it flies in there. Like it certainly looks
Because
like he has
I
some
almost thought he
because
was going to
like
catch it to
he's
start
as he's
with.
punching it's in slow motion, as in indicating that he's doing it quite quickly. But if, for Jonathan to get in the way of that, he must have something.
It certainly seems that way. It would be, I mean, if one brother has powers, it kind of assume the other one has powers too. You know, so
Be interesting if they have split up the powers. So you've got they've all got together. They've got Superman's powers, but like, Jonathan's got the speed and something else. Maybe the X-ray vision. Jordan's got the heat vision and the super strength. Be interesting which one gets the flight, if any, or both of them maybe. You also had like Jordan had his super hearing kick in from a sort of hit on. Was he a concussion? I can't remember how he
Yeah,
got it, but
tag like
yeah.
punched him
Former
at the
like
beginning of the episode where he was chasing for the last one.
And they tried to hide it from Clark.
Because he almost like blew up the school, but then Jonathan kind of calmed him down, and then it happened again on the football pitch, and then he just let it out into
Oh, that
Clark's
was so good.
hands.
That was so
That was
good, man.
amazing.
But you could see like Clark's face like
He
split,
could
like it
feel the pain on that,
actually hurting him. Like,
Yeah.
oh man.
Oh, that was great.
That was a great moment.
And we had the cool intro to that episode with the train.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Save the
That
train
was
as well,
such a great intro to a
yeah.
Superman show. That was great.
The old classic train save, but in a much cooler way than usual. And
And
then
yeah.
they also had Lois and Luther going to the mine and finding out some
Yeah,
more
finding the
information
X
about that.
kryptonite, which Superman doesn't know anything about, which is
Yeah,
quite
funny, yeah.
interesting. It's
Yeah.
always how
Morgan Edge does, so.
Luther
But
knows
Luther
about it as
does as
well.
well, so presumably that's something they were using on his world to fight Superman with.
Yeah, clearly in the future
For fuck's sake.
they're using
Oh God, I've seen comments from the last episode, Liam, and I think after this episode, you're finally going to admit defeat.
do you think that the X kryptonite on the Earth maybe is what made Superman go bad in the first place?
Could be.
Could very well be.
Into
Or it could be that Luther steals Lois from him, and that drives him mad.
Especially if that world's Richard Pryor's busy stealing money from a computer.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Police Ferrari.
Superman's fixing the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Yeah.
There you go.
Little
But yeah,
monster.
What's the other thing I was going to mention that came up?
Well, at the end, Jordan went into a seizure, and Superman had to fly him to the fortress. So presumably, we're going to get some answers
You could
about,
kind of see whatever it was like in his brain is like wasn't able to cope with it, and it was just flipping
yeah.
all
You
over the
saw
place,
like the
wasn't it?
sparks and stuff. Yeah, that was pretty cool. And
Be interested to see what the like if they imagine it'll be Jor-El, sort of AI will come back out if they're in the fortress. If he says if anything's changed since they scanned him from like the first episode,
Because didn't he
because obviously
say?
they said that he didn't really have any
Yeah, didn't have any
powers, but he's.
powers, but he's clearly displayed a lot of them.
Yeah, he's at least had heat vision now as well, so Interesting if it's changed.
Quite a few of them, yeah. And also the other thing I was going to mention is that, yeah, Lana's agreed to help as well.
Yeah,
Lois.
Yeah, go behind Morgan and try to find out about it.
Just been given a promotion, so.
And I suppose Sam Lane and Clark and Elle are like almost on not speaking terms with regards to how Sam's treated. Yeah.
Just getting worse and worse, isn't it, with Sam Lane? And what that fool's doing.
Yeah.
Crazy fool.
Cool. All right. I think that's pretty much everything covered, so I think we should get on and watch another awesome episode. And guys, don't forget, if you want to see the full reactions of this episode, as well as all the rest of this season, as well as all the other shows we react to, please come over to our Patreon, come and support the show, and we really do appreciate it, and you'll find all our reactions there.
Yeah,
we're starting off in the fortress. Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, it's going full speed.
Oh, shit.
Oh. That's cool.
Not even this far. North.
His Meccano sensations have become significantly enhanced.
Huh. How do we stop the pain?
His auditory perception is causing an allodynic response.
I have to help him.
Teach him how to focus. Share what you know. But it will take much practice on his part.
It might be worse for him, because...
Yeah. Because he's half human.
Noise-cancelling beats. Yep.
How long were you out of commission for?
Couple weeks.
So now, let me guess, I have to come up with another BS excuse as to why he's not going to school?
You two should get to bed.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, Jordan.
Is there anything in particular I should be looking out for?
If Edge is making people with powers, he's not doing it out in the open, so kind of just anything out of the ordinary. Buildings, right now. Machines, invoices, even.
I want to help. I'll call you if I find anything. Thanks. Bye.
Hitting them with your RV normally.
Who's this?
The real Marcus Bridgewater.
So the guy from the mines.
Mine.
Oh, wasn't
even tried to cover his tracks by scrubbing all images of Marcus Bridgewater from the internet.
Doesn't feel fair to give them one more thing.
David Ramsey, Derek.
I think they can.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still think.
No more failures.
Well, what? You're gonna kill him? He's got superpowers.
Sorry. I was just about.
You think Morgan Edge has superpowers?
Might have.
Maybe. I mean, it would make sense, right? If he gives everyone else superpowers, wouldn't it?
Well, maybe he's trying to... Because it's not stable.
Yeah,
right?
He's
trying to perfect it.
First step towards what, exactly?
Achieving their best selves.
Is he going to try and make her take it?
Okay.
That's what it sounds like.
And how many candidates were you looking for?
You can do this. It hurts.
Tap? Running tap?
Yeah, imagine water.
Damn.
Well, this sounds like Superman all the time. He just has to control it.
He's doing it, but it's still loud.
Audio is fully operational. It's good to be back, sir.
Still only at 30%.
Perhaps you'll consider that next time before crushing me to smithereens.
Has he named the computer?
No, not yet.
I was waiting for him to say skeets.
Yeah. Oh, she found him!
Ooh.
Oh, no scar.
Doesn't have the scar there either.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone on CW is getting frisky this week.
Ugh, childhood ruined. Therapy needed. Thanks a lot.
Oh, they're kids! Oh, Superman.
Holy shit.
Oh, that's terrifying, isn't it?
That's awesome.
What the hell?
Okay.
They're using X Kryptonite to make more of him.
Whoa!
Oh my god.
Wasn't just him. Fucking hell.
No, there's loads of them.
I've got so many questions.
Yeah, I know, me too. I was like, were they all clones of Clark? Or
who's to say that they are actually Superman?
Yeah.
I think he's like maybe jumped the gun. He should maybe speak to this Superman and be like, look, by the way, this is what Morgan Edge is planning.
Come on, Jordan. Get to work.
Come on, yeah. Focus on the clock.
Stop being a pussy and get on with it.
Best motivational speech ever.
Focus on my voice. Pretend it's an item. Mate, you go insane.
Yeah, it would. He's trying. It's just, even when he focuses on one thing, it's still really
good. I feel like Sarah's going to be the one.
Mm. I think he'll have it under control by the end of the episode, which will be much quicker than Superman, because they said Superman took it 2 weeks. Mm. I've enjoyed it.
See, he's not such a bad guy.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, I broke my wrist. Thanks for asking. It really sucks.
Jonathan!
He's such a good brother.
Yeah.
He is, yeah. Way to play the curveball to get someone to think about it.
What exactly am I looking for?
I'll know when you see it. Here, wish me luck.
Oh, wow, he's going to go into the camper van.
Can I just use X-ray vision?
I love it if he picks up that robot and goes, hi, Kal-El.
Yeah.
Trenti green tea with a splash of almond milk.
Exactly what she
That's what you got last time.
I think it's time we moved past favorite drinks and actually got to know each other.
Absolutely.
Great. I'll go first. You've been lying to me ever since we first met.
Oh, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, Captain. How was your conversation with Lois Lane?
Uh-oh.
Huh?
Wait, it's only got audio, not visual.
Captain Luthor.
Telling you who I am will only...
Oh, shit!
Oh, my God. Like, it's got goosebumps. Fuck me.
An army to do. Do you think it's ex-kryptonite? Only one way to find out. Thanks, boss.
Oh, go for the bait.
Lois, this is serious. I need to speak with Superman.
Maybe when we're on a first-name basis.
So he wants to speak to Superman now.
Mm.
Yeah. Lois will come around.
I was referring to the intruder.
Intruder? In here?
Yes, Captain.
You see what I can do, but no promises.
Thank you, Lana. Thank you so much.
Of course.
He's like behind.
Nice to see you.
No, but with everything we know about the multiverse now, I'd say anything's possible.
Like what? He's related to Lex somehow? Maybe a son we don't know about?
Well, he said he worked for a Luthor Corps. That can't just be a coincidence. Are they still up ahead?
Yeah. About 2 miles up. Looks like they've got an escort. There's a panel van with 4 guys with guns inside. A couple cars back.
Just keep following. I'm gonna see where they're taking the X-Kryptonite.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm definitely starting to think your new friend is a Luthor.
Does Luther Breaking Bad often?
It's just like... We're gonna have a chance to talk.
Yeah, maybe.
He's gonna be exposed to the kryptonite for the first time.
Yeah. Escort's good. He just get rid of the escort.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. That's awesome.
Brilliant.
That's what you call de-escalation. Nice.
That's cool.
Couldn't risk letting this get where it was going.
Because that's what Edge is going to use to build his army.
So you believe me now?
Enough games. Tell us what you know.
Oh, listen.
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna like talk to my backpack. That's weird.
Right. I'll see you around, new guy.
Damn.
Name's Jonathan. Name's Jonathan.
No. I'm really worried about Tag. He's my friend. And you and Jordan are the only people who know what really happened, so.
He's gonna hear him talking. He's doing a great advert for these headphones. They really are, like, sound good to me.
Let's know that you're different than everyone else.
Really?
Oh no, he's awesome. Gonna get the wrong idea. Douche.
God.
Come on, man. He's done all this nice stuff for you, and then you hear one conversation out of context, and now you're gonna be a dick.
If Edge is using X-Kryptonite to build an army, why would he send such a small shipment?
Probably wanted to see who'd come for it.
Well, now that he knows,
it's not affecting
what's his
him.
Next move?
Dad! Dad, wake up!
Dad.
Shh. Where's your mom?
Coming to you live from downtown Metropolis. Reporting on the scene is
Lois. Oh, Lois.
Oh, is she gonna die?
God, even.
I'm willing to tell Superman everything.
For that is what separates us from them. Our humanity.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
This is brutal.
Do you trust her?
With my life.
Don't say that.
Oh,
dude. Oh, Jesus.
Shit. Nice. A different suit on.
Yes, yeah.
Set up the meet.
Which is why I want you to take that to the DOD for processing. What?
Nothing. How's his prints? You know you're really good at this.
You better get moving, Superman. We don't have much time before your meeting.
Please be the meeting in this episode.
Yeah. Get some.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, don't leave it to the bloody end of.
Do you believe Kal-El will come?
I do.
Well, what's he got in here?
Oh, Jay's gonna try and kill him. He's building the suit.
Yeah, it must be. What is this?
Oh dear. I think he's gonna try and kill Superman when he shows up.
Or maybe just defend himself.
He's gonna turn into a mech suit.
Well, that's definitely a gauntlet.
Smaller than I imagined.
Could have done it without you, Nat Buck.
Yeah.
Still looks like the Doom Guy suit.
Mm. Oh no!
Here we go.
What were you talking to Sarah about earlier?
Wood, are you spying on me? Wow.
Just answer the question.
I was talking to her like a normal human being. You're just a terrible person. Don't ever spy on me again.
Oh, nice.
Maybe a cousin or distant relative. She walked me through every branch of the Luther family tree. Our guy is definitely not on it.
We're gonna find out.
Interesting place for a meet.
I'm a builder. Always felt comfortable in places like this.
Building's a noble profession.
Been a while since anyone's paid me to do it.
Any chance one of those people was Lex Luthor?
It was a different life.
And how exactly are you planning on saving the world?
By eliminating the threat.
Cool.
Thing is, the prince you had us pull are from a guy who died 6 years ago.
And his name's not Luthor. It's John Henry Irons.
What
oh,
the
f-
no
what?
Way!
Give me your keys, I need your car.
That's fucking awesome, that's steel.
Oh!
Wait, what?
The suit, yeah.
No.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's amazing!
Oh, Red Sun!
So I set these solar flares for motion detector.
Why are you doing this?
Oh!
Yeah.
He was fucking steel the whole time! Oh!
Oh, Jesus!
That's a well done reveal. That is awesome.
Yeah.
It can stop a car in its tracks. 30, a truck. From 60, it can destroy a tank. Anything beyond that rivals a blow from Superman.
Whoa!
Oh, I've got goosebumps. That's
yeah.
That was so good.
I can hear Dad's in trouble. Oh damn!
You're gonna have to go faster, right? Dad, no,
he's only got one arm.
Please, just tell me which way to go. It's so loud. Whenever you were listening to me and Sarah at school.
Oh, what a chance to focus!
Please, that way.
Where's Caulfield?
I made a promise to kill you once. I wasn't able to keep that promise on my earth.
My earth, yeah.
Oh shit, they're there!
Oh
damn!
The lights.
What?
The lights.
It's killing it. Yeah, Jonathan's not affected. Can't even lift it.
In one arm, any?
so Red Sun as well, like beating Superman up in a Red Sun empowered environment.
Alright, now
come on!
Crap.
Oh. Don't prove him right. See in the black suit.
Huh?
Stop! It's over.
What the fuck was he gonna do?
Yeah.
Punch him, apparently.
So this guy came back from the dead to try and kill you?
Wouldn't be the first time.
Take a run at him.
This better be good news.
The ex-Kryptonite just arrived at the facility. Everything's ready to move forward.
And now we have our eggs.
Damn.
He wanted to take her husband out of the picture.
He did.
I wanted to apologize for spying on you and Sarah earlier.
Damn right you do.
And the rest of the apologies?
Gotta say, it's also pretty awesome.
Yeah, okay, you didn't hold that.
Pretty sick. I don't even have a learner's or know how to drive.
Was incredibly reckless and dangerous and absolutely necessary. You still saved my life tonight, so I think I owe you a pretty big thank you.
I just doubled the output on the reflex module, so
that'll make her Natasha, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Natasha Ryan's.
I haven't finished the hammer yet, and the AI is still set for Lex Luthor.
It doesn't matter who the AI thinks is in the suit. It has to be now, Bob. I'm gonna go out there and kill him. And then I'm coming right back.
And then crisis happened, presumably.
Yeah.
Say it with me. Forged in fire. Strong as steel.
That's what he's touching on his wrist. In the prison.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, Nat, but more than anything in this world.
I'm gonna be right back.
I'm gonna be right back. I promise.
This is worth doesn't even exist anymore.
I promise.
Oh, damn.
Wow, okay.
Alright, so did not see that reveal coming.
No, not at all.
No. And that is an amazing, amazing reveal.
So
the show
well
just got even better, man.
Yeah. I don't think anyone could have guessed that was steel.
How did that not get spoiled? Like long in advance.
Amazingly, I'm really happy it didn't.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so good.
I think it was so clever that he's used Lex's suit. So they think he's a Luthor, and you get told at the first episode he's a Luthor, so you just assume
it's
a Luthor.
It's by the AI, and she said there, it's the AI thinks you're a Luthor, it's not that you are a Luthor, so that explains a fuck ton.
Yeah.
Oh, so they've reprogrammed the AI to think that he's actually Lex Luthor.
A dude,
oh, man. That hammer was awesome.
Power suit with a hammer. Yeah, how could that not have been steel? You can see it a mile away now that you know.
It is so obvious. But... Oh, my God. Because when he was building that long thing, I thought, is he attaching that to the RV? Like, what is that?
It's like a giant missile. Yeah.
Oh, so good.
It's a quite cool way of like how he explained how the power, how it works.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, that makes total sense. Hmm. Badass as well.
Because we were literally saying a few weeks ago, like, why aren't they bringing more of these legacy characters into these shows, giving their own right? And Steel came up in conversation. Because the last time we saw him on the big screen, we won't talk about. But
with
Shaq O'Neal.
Yeah.
Oh, but man. God damn, that's really bravo to the writers on that one.
So he's John Henry Irons from another Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the one in this Earth died 6 years ago.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Interesting.
I mean, like, and then obviously you got all those supermen lying around destroying his Earth and killing Lois.
Fucking hell,
are we thinking they were all like clones of Superman, or it was just Kal-El plus other people that Edge has created? flying around? Well, they all looked that you couldn't see them probably. But
I don't think you could see them. But I think it was kind of implied that they were all Kal-El, because you saw the one they zoomed in on, and he was wearing the old suit from Elseworlds.
Mm. Yeah.
And then you saw the one where he killed Lois, and he was wearing the new suit, but in black.
In black.
Which would make me feel like they are all him, which makes me then question if they've cloned Superman with this ex-Kryptonite.
Mm.
Is that even Superman to start with? And they've got the real Kal-El in a bunker with Kryptonite, keeping him hostage, and they're using his DNA to clone him, and Morgan Edge is making him the bad guy. And he's not the bad guy. It's just making me. It's like it's answered the question of like, oh, this guy's Jeremy Irons, but then it's asked, like opened up a whole new fucking can of fish of like, okay, so what the hell's going on?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I'm rewatching that scene again.
Does Superman actually go evil in that scenario, or is this a bunch of clones that are working for Edge?
Well, that's what I always wondered when we first saw.
And this
in
is
the
why
open...
Steel has to come back in time to stop
no.
Edge from cloning Superman.
That's the thing. Like, if he stays in this Earth and then finds out that it's Superman isn't bad, it's Morgan Edge, and it's him doing all these experiments, then he goes back to his own Earth and finds the real Kal-El and stops him.
Because as far as we know, as far as we know that the multiverse collapsed at the end of Crisis, we know there's a few Earths still around, but no one else seems to know that. So he's now stuck on this Earth where he has lost his daughter, lost Lois, but the world hasn't been destroyed by the Kryptonians. So he's like, right, if I stop Kal-El now, even if he is good, it'll never happen to me again.
Yeah.
So he's going all out to try and stop
I forgot about that. All the Earths have now joined. Yeah. Because I was like, oh, he's probably going to go back to his daughter, but no, it's probably
that's why
he probably doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
And he's stuck in this Earth, and he wants to save it before it becomes the same fate as his Earth.
Because whatever.
That's all he's got left, isn't it? Yeah. So just looking back at that scene where all these other Supermen come down, it's not all Kal-El because it looks like there's a woman in the background.
Oh really?
Long
really?
Hair. Yeah.
I'm watching it right now.
Superman with a mullet.
If you get 9 minutes 10, the woman at the back, like right middle, it looks like a woman, and the one on the far right doesn't look like Kal-El either. Can't tell about the other two.
Okay, I could see your point. The one in the far background could maybe be a woman, but it's so far away it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
You can't see anyone clearly.
Well, so it kind of makes sense, because if Morgan Edge is tied up and he's experimenting on people, then maybe it is other people, isn't it?
See, Morgan Edge, I'm wondering if he's from this Earth and come into, with the Crisis, he's come into this one as well, and he's trying to rebuild his super people. If he has powers in this Earth, because was it Laura Lar? She seems like really terrified of him whenever she's messing up. So,
Yeah,
that is true. Why, unless she's done Suicide Squad him, her, and she's got like a bomb in her head or something. Yeah, why would she be scared of him?
Yeah,
she's got all those powers.
Unless he has a way of taking it away that we haven't seen yet.
Yeah,
but no, it would make sense if he was from the same Earth.
And he's just redoing the plan.
Like, well, it worked on that one. I'm going to redo it on this one.
Mm.
Yeah,
yeah. I think maybe the reason why Superman in these flashbacks is in the different black suit is a way to identify the fact that it's not actual Superman.
Mm.
That might be just a small indicator for you to differentiate between.
But it is odd in this episode they showed him in the old suit and the new suit, which is really odd.
The old, the new suit that was only in the future when he was fighting the present one. You got the brief flash of it, right?
No. When he kills Lois, he's in the new suit that's black and white. Because you can tell because it doesn't have a collar. When the one from Elseworlds, he has the collar, and when it shows him blowing up the building, it zooms in on him and his eyes, and you can see he's got the collar. Just after that moment.
Oh yeah, no, I see it.
See, I always wonder
when he kills her, that is the new.
Yeah.
If you think about it, they are living in Metropolis in whatever story building where they see all those people. Then he blows up the building and he's in the old suit. Then they're in the bunker when they're watching Lois getting killed, which obviously means some time has passed. So maybe his suit has changed from then, and it is still the same one, but his suit's just updated. Because the time
pre
for them to be living
crisis.
In what
pre-crisis and
post-crisis. Yeah, maybe, yeah, it just changed.
Well, the only time we've seen that black suit with the collars from the pre-crisis was in Elseworlds, when it was the guy with the book pretending to be Clark.
Yeah.
So I always wondered if that has something to do with this, or if that's not going to be, you know, but don't know.
I don't know. I don't think it will, because it's like, but this show is definitely feels like it's on its own.
Me think, like, okay, so we've got in this alternate Earth, you've got a Superman in a black suit. A load of other Kryptonians. They all look robotic. They don't look particularly like they're human. They're like they're being controlled. They're just like they're. You've got John Henry Irons building a suit. Is this Doomsday happened on this world?
Maybe.
And Superman's died.
Oh, maybe the cyborg Superman.
Yeah. Oh man, it's cyborg Superman.
If Morgan Edge turns out to be cyborg Superman, you've called something else, Ross.
Oh man.
I'm just trying to get.
Actually, if you think about Morgan Edge does look a little bit like the guy that plays Clark. He's got a similar sort of.
Have we just unpicked
with them this. Going down the road of the X or Kryptonite X, where to give humans superpowers? Mm. Are we going down the road of a version of Reign of the Superman?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where my train of thought
amazing.
Was going. Yeah, and if Ross,
black suit Superman is blowing up all the things using his heat vision.
Mm.
You had the one that was like the entity from the fortress who had the visor, didn't he? And he used the using heat vision.
Yeah,
the Eradicator. Yeah. And I'm like, is that going to be him? Morgan Edge is going to be Cyborg Superman. You've already got Jeremy Irons, so we just need Superboy to turn up. Superboy is technically Jordan.
Yeah, you've got Superboy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's got to get him a cool jacket.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'd love it if they did that.
You're going crazy, man.
I know. But, like...
the way they brought in Jeremy Irons, anything is possible.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Very true.
The way they revealed that was very. It reminded me a lot of the first season of Supergirl, where they revealed that Martian Manhunter was.
Hank
Henshaw. Was it?
Yeah, he was Hank Henshaw, wasn't he? And then he revealed himself. It was like that moment. You think it's one character, and you're like, oh my god, this is like Cyborg Superman. Then it's not. It's freaking.
Yeah, I'm still trying to gauge in my head like the timeline of that of this of because we had that flashback where he was like in trenches, fighting a war, but in this one it was literally went from him obviously in bed with Lois, they're all happy, then suddenly Superman hits to we're in a bunker, Lois still out there, she died.
When they're in the bed, and they're in the Metropolis, that's the first instance because
they get shot.
So when he went into war. And then he tried to stop him, and it didn't work.
Because he's not in the bed with Lois. He's not scarred, but then you go to in the bunker at the end when he walks out. He's got a scar down his face, so he's obviously.
I'm more thinking about the bunker between the bunker and the war thing. I'm guessing the war.
I think he had the war. All of his team died.
Yep.
And that's the 4-1 whatever it is, and they start initiating that. He then goes into the bunker for safety, takes because he used to work for LexCorp. He took all of Lex's stuff to make the suit, reprogram the AI then to try and stop him, but we don't know how. I'm guessing he just was in the middle of a fight something and then crisis happened and then he just ended up
because
this Earth. Hopefully we get to see that
he's in a ship, the ship's on the way. I'm going in like 2 minutes, so
yeah,
he goes in that spaceship and somehow goes to another Earth.
Crisis happens, like, and somehow he's not.
Don't think he goes to another Earth because you wouldn't just leave your daughter there.
Yeah,
I feel like
maybe because we haven't seen how he gets the scar. Maybe the daughter gets killed and he gets the scar trying to save her.
Or he's fighting Superman or all of the Kryptonians in his ship, and then like just before he gets killed, crisis happens and he merges, and he ends up on this Earth. And figures, and then you like see a bit of a time go past where he's in this Earth figuring what the hell's happened, and he realizes he's on a different Earth because he finds that himself has died 6 years ago. So he then goes, right, I'm on a different Earth.
Hmm.
And I imagine, because on the news when Oliver died, they announced crisis what had happened, didn't they? And they said he is the hero that saved the world. So yeah. Maybe he sees something like that, realizes he's on a different Earth, and thinks, well, I can't do anything about it. I'll stop this Earth coming into the same fate that my one.
Because if you think about it, he's lost his daughter, and he knows he's lost his daughter because she's never existed in this timeline. So he's like, the only thing I've got left is I will fulfill that last promise I made to her. I will stop the world from falling to what I think is going to be a threat, because I know I know that Superman that I knew went bad. So let's stop it from ever happening on this world. Even if the Superman's really good, we'll stop it from ever happening. Just kill him.
Yeah. If there's a 1% chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. BVS storyline. It's like a BVS storyline.
Yeah. But I love that that red light, you know, the whole thing about him being an engineer and he's building the red lamps around this red sun stuff.
When Superman landed and he goes, this is an odd place for me. Yeah. He goes, well, I am a builder. You grew up in this place. And you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
That did remind me so much of the Red Sun animated movie and also the comic when he's
Superman fights Batman.
He's like, yeah, the last son of a dying world. All the worlds I need to defeat you are found in that sentence. Just turns the red lights on and just punches the crap out of him. It's just like, yeah. But that's well played, CW, if throwing that at us.
I feel like they have taken all the writers from all the other shows and put it on this because it's just so much better than anything
else. It's another level, isn't it? It's another level.
And just to talk about the other parts of the episode very briefly, you've got Jordan having that flashpoint to solve his hearing by having to find his dad to get him murdered. So
that's great.
That's a point, is that they made the point earlier on when at the fortress that it took Kal-El 2 weeks to master his powers. It took Jordan, 2 days?
48 hours, yeah.
So on that, 2 days kind of like to get it under control. Maybe he's going to ultimately end up with whatever powers he does have. Have stronger powers in those areas than Superman.
But it could also be the opposite, where he's not as powerful as Kal-El, so his powers don't take as long because they're not as strong.
Yep.
It could be that as well, couldn't it?
But as I said, that's in the episode. They're making a point of showing how he is different from Clark growing up. And he deals with things differently, so maybe it's the different ways of he's found to get around. Like what Clark did to learn to control his powers, maybe won't work for Jordan because he's a different person. So initially he was.
He doesn't have the awesome beats either.
I'm kind of glad that he did it himself and tried obviously like listen for Sarah's voice and stuff and actually worked it out for himself. It was quite cool.
But
also interesting when they got in when they knocked. John Henry Irons back and like got out of the car, and obviously Jordan locked down because he was getting Red Sun, and Jonathan was absolutely fine.
So
no effect on Red Sun at all.
But what did you think of when Jonathan took out the red lights and then Kal-El just went up with his eyes and just literally looks like he's going to punch a hole in his face. And Lois is like,
lost his temper.
I wasn't really happy with that.
No, I wasn't either. I thought he was gonna do it and then sort of be like, back like he did last week with the other guy, like back down and be like, take him in.
But it also kind of shows that Jeremy can be like, no, I am right, because he was going to do that to me.
John,
well, that's the thing. We've got. Next episode is going to be the talk between the two of them properly. It's going to be like, oh, we're going to get a load of information out of this. It's going to be good.
See how honest he is. Is he just going to be completely honest about everything?
I just want an episode of having Lane watching the console and them just talking for 45 minutes. That's all I want.
We already know that Lane and Steel are somewhat friends. You know,
in the other Earth. Yeah.
It makes sense now as well. Because you're like, why would he be friends with a Luthor? It's like, no, he's not. the other thing as well is, like, if you think about it, in the future where they're going to end this season, are we going to see him team up with Superman in the full suit with the big metal S?
I'll get the S on front
of
it.
That's what I was thinking. Like, now that we have Steel, I really want the big metal S.
They have to, don't they? They've already got him making the hammer. It's like... Oh, you've got to. I want to see that. I want to see him going up against Morgan Edge and however many Kryptonian-powered beings he's managed to stabilize by the end of the season.
So I'm holding on to that theory that was basically all sparked off by Doomsday and Death of Superman in that world. And then the clones were kind of like, you know how Superboy's...
Didn't we see when they went in the crisis... There was a monitor of the death of Superman in one of the clips, wasn't there? you remember?
On one of the one of the Earths they went to.
There was the flag, the cape. Yeah.
Superman lying down. Lois,
is it maybe that Earth?
The flag.
That was a little teaser right there and then. That's what they wrote in the script.
So you heard it here first. If it turns out that Edge is the Eradicator or Cyborg Superman, and then the clones were Superboy clones that went wrong, and that's what I'm thinking happened.
Because Superboy, because of him being a clone, it could be that that's what they're going to, like, that he's looking to be able to clone Superman, mm-hmm. and then we'll get. Maybe it won't be Jordan or Jonathan, but we will actually get a clone break out early and steal a cool jacket.
It's gonna be interesting as well, because obviously he knows that Morgan Edge was involved somehow, but he knows that Superman is the main villain. But what did he do? It's gonna be really interesting to see what Morgan Edge did in that world.
Hell yeah!
Because you're like, well, if you know that he started it, why would you not go after him first? Because if he doesn't turn Superman, you've still got a good Superman to save the world.
I think he thinks that Superman was evil anyway. I don't think he thinks Edge turned him.
Well, I don't know, because he did say, "Oh, Morgan Edge is involved, but you're the main villain."
Yeah.
Oh man. Mm. Well, got to wait a week now.
Can't wait for next week now, man. I forget, David Ramsey bloody directed that as well.
Yeah. That was a great direction for Mr. Ramsey.
I changed my mind. I don't want Morgan Edge and the Kryptonians to go up against Kal-El and Steel. I want them to go up against Kal-El, Steel, and John Stewart.
Green Lantern's got this.
Call that hammer. This is a hammer. Big green one comes out. So good.
The way they've built this up, I wouldn't put it past them on this show now. It's like all of CW's budget and writing talent's gone into this.
And they also announced like the full schedule of season 8 of Flash, where the first 5 episodes are going to be a big crossover. Hopefully, Steel will be in that as well.
We get if they don't kill him off and they actually turn him into a hero. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah. He's so cool.
Cool.
I would kind of like it where, because obviously in like season 2, you're like, well, maybe he becomes a good guy, and then he becomes like the Superman, because you know they've sort of announced that Superman isn't around anymore, and that's why Lane's worried. Well, Steel could step up and be the hero of Metropolis while Kal-El is in Smallville trying to help his family. That would be quite good, where he Superman doesn't have to worry too much because he's got Steel to back him up.
Yeah,
that would be really cool.
Yeah.
Spin it off into its own CW hero TV series.
Yeah.
Steel, The Adventures of Steel.
Why not? It'd be awesome.
Damn.
I'd watch it.
I feel really bad, though, because his daughter seemed like really cool and you're never going to see her.
Yeah, because she's a character in the comics as well, isn't she? She builds her own suit at one point.
I really felt for him when he was like leaving her. He's just like, you're never going to see her again.
Well, he didn't know that, did he? He thought he was actually going to come back. But...
But I mean, me as an audience member watching it, I was like...
Relax.
Good stuff.
We got to wait 7 days now.
7 long days.
Damn.
So, guys, that was episode 7 of Superman and Lois and the introduction of Steel. John Henry Irons in the house. So, what did you think about the reveal? Did anyone? I don't think I've heard any rumors on any clickbait anywhere that is called that. So, I would love to know your thoughts on what you think of that twist, and what you think is going to happen for the rest of the season. And also, don't forget, if you want to see the full reaction to this episode as well as all the other episodes we've done, so as all the other shows we react to, please head over to our Patreon, come support us. We really do appreciate it. We are also on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Link to the description below for there as well. And we also do a podcast as well. Please head over anywhere you listen to a podcast, type in Lynch's podcast, and you will find us there. Listen to our lovely podcast, and we'll see you in 7 days for the next episode where Superman and Steel have a chat. Interrogation room. It's going to be awesome.